Tasmania this week has been treated to a sky spectacular completely free of charge. People were able to go out at night and view nature's most extraordinary light show, the Aurora Australis. And it was the Weather Bureau that let them know when and where to look. Felicity Ogilvy reports from Hobart.
There is a bright spot in the middle of the cold, dark winter in Hobart, and it's called the Aurora Australis. Early on Monday morning, the skies above Hobart were lit up by the green glow of an aurora. Weather forecaster Tim Bolden was one of the lucky few people who saw it.
I saw it at 4:30 in the morning. It was a pale glow on the southern horizon with some streamers of stronger, slightly more luminescent bands stretching further towards the zenith.
The light that comes off, what it is sort of energetic particles coming down the magnetic field lines, hitting the upper atmosphere at about 100 kilometres, and it gives off this green light.
Dave Nordegg is the deputy manager of the Space Weather Branch at the Bureau of Meteorology in Sydney. He says auroras can be predicted because they are usually the result of large solar flares.
There's a long chain of circumstances that causes them, mainly due to a shockwave, magnetic shock that comes off the sun, usually when there's a large solar flare from a big sunspot group, that takes 1 or 2 days to get to the Earth. So there's some uncertainty in predicting when it will arrive, but we can usually predict within, say, 12 hours. And obviously, to see an aurora, it has to be nighttime in Australia for us to see them.
So it can still mean a sleepless night for anyone wanting to catch a glimpse of an aurora. The predictions are posted on the Bureau's Space Weather website and also delivered via email or SMS. Dave Nordegg says there's an 11-year cycle of the sun and the number of sunspots is about to increase, so that means there'll be more auroras.
The sunspot number goes through these peaks and troughs, so we're about 6 to 8 months away from the peak in the next cycle, and there tends to be more of these magnetic shocks thrown off and more disturbances to the magnetic field in those peak periods. So in the last year and a half to 2 years, we've been sort of heading into a period with more aurora.
While next year may be an opportune time to catch a glimpse of an aurora above Tasmania, Tim Bolden says the best lights are found much further south.
While I was in Antarctica, when I finally got to the period of the year where the sun set, the auroras were far more spectacular than that. And rather than a very slow moving motion to the streamers, the Antarctic ones virtually dance across the sky, so a lot more spectacular.
The Space Weather Branch says the auroras arrive at the same time in both hemispheres, so next year should also be a good year to see the northern lights.
Felicity Ogilvy.